This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Boule.
Boule.
This is a Monster in My Podcast.
Yep, Robert Boule.
Damn it, you scooped me. It was the most obvious joke, but I wanted to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you old trickster. There's a lot of SNL DNA in this too. You got the Robert Goulet angle, you've got the Landshark angle.
Yep. And you got the Dennis Leary angle because nobody wants to be around him. Or Dennis Miller.
There we go. Yeah.
And that joke would have been much better if
you suck the landing. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm sure Dennis Leary is like guested once or twice.
And I am sure no one ever wants to be around him. You guys got a hard look at face, I think.
It's got a he's on his way. He's like the Charmeleon to Willem Dafoe's Charizard.
that's a good way to put it. I'll buy that. So this thing, they're land sharks, which, you know, we understand what land sharks are.
Always. It's a beer that's done by Dr. Island Moreau.
Hello. They're sharks that go under the land and burrow things. These are like the dark mirror to the ankhags. Where ankhag, they both have limited benefit, but that one is written from an ankhag, like, you know, kind of sympathetic perspective. And this one is written from a damning perspective.
Pretty much. And like the ankhag, he will fertilize the field, so this guy does nothing. Second one of one of these boules rolls in, you know, covered with his rock-like scales and whatnot, you know, he crests above the ground. It's like, well, I guess we gotta fucking move now.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the second monster that just like literally lowers real estate value. That's all it does. And they're just like, they're not very interesting as monsters. Like they're, no one likes them, and they're not very useful. Like, you can make shields out of their scales, but even the thing says it's not really worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the soil they burrow through gets magical rock dissolving properties.
What? Some people think.
Okay.
Some people think.
Yeah. Morons.
So like I can see like one good adventure hook for this, which is like, yeah, there's a there's a boule in the kingdom, like maybe he's being led around by some kind of, you know, bad actor who wants to like chase everybody out. It's like a Scooby-Doo situation, right? Okay. And the only way to defeat him, because you're like way too low level, is to find enough like shit to put in his way that he eats himself to death. Because like they're like carnivores, they're like not just carnivores, even like they'll eat anything, and they will eat extreme omnivores. They will eat beyond satiety or satiation. So you just got to put all this in there. Like they will eat themselves to death. Like this is a problem that solves itself with enough rocks and time.
Yeah, like mountains, or like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
I guess that's fine. If the fun adventure is gathering rocks.
Christ, Marie, they're minerals.
Yeah. I'm frustrated by the pronunciation on this guy.
A little
because
bit.
Having an explicit, like, you know, earth language pronunciation thing doesn't make any sense to me in this fantasy world.
Yeah, the fact that it's like so Frenchy, and like the fact that they're bullet shaped too, like the bullet is what I said before I read that fucking parenthetical.
Yeah. Like, who wrote this? Fuck you.
I like the illustration.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a cranky little pup. If he was, again, this is another one of those things where matters of scale would change things, too. Because if these guys were, like, the size of dogs, I'd be kind of into them.
Yeah.
Like, a pack of boules moving in and kind of ruining the neighborhood seems more interesting to me than just, like, it's not even, like, dragon size, though. Like, a party of adventurers could take this thing down, which I guess makes it a good adventure.
Like, it doesn't just fucking end the world.
Yeah. It's almost as if, like, if you got a bunch of, like, a paladin, a ranger, a cleric, a wizard, and a thief, they could fight this thing.
Yeah.
And what's the point of it?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.